Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court earlier today dropped a doozy, and we knew this was coming. I think we saw it coming. I think the feds, not only from the leak, but just the idea that the feds didn't really want to be involved with Roe v. Wade, didn't want the controversy anymore, wanted it to just go back to the people, go back to the states. Well, that happened. And so the Supreme Court essentially overruled the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision by saying, look, this isn't on us. We cannot interfere. This has to be a state issue or a people issue. And in fact, their exact verbiage was the Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. So rather than banning abortion across the country, which people say that happened today, what happened is they said, look, we're out. We're out, and it's up to the states. It's up to the people. So there is going to be some misinterpretation of that. People who supported Roe v. Wade said that what the government did was it protected the right, and it essentially now banned it. But if Roe v. Wade allowed the government to intercede, get involved, and say, look, we're going to make sure every state allows this. Today, the justices, by a 6-3 vote, said the Constitution doesn't have a role in that. If a state wants to have abortion, they can have it. We butt out. If a state doesn't want to have abortion, it's up to you and your constituents. So the decision was written by Justice Samuel Alito, leaked a few weeks back, which leads to a bunch of questions as well. But I knew they were going to double down. You know, people were hoping that the leak would cause the justices to change their mind, and I think it caused them to double down. They do not want to give in to threats and give in to intimidation. So, you know, they were probably like, look, you know, this is how we feel. President Joe Biden addressed the nation. He called it a very solemn moment and a sad day for the court and the country. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gathered outside the high court with protesters. She demanded pro-abortion activists get into the streets to demonstrate their opposition over the ruling. And there are going to be demonstrations. I think protest and peaceful assembly is a fantastic gift we have through our Constitution. But I also fear that we're going to lose a lot of television sets and lamp shades and other things getting stolen from stores. And these stores don't have anything to do with it. So I do fear that there is going to be violence. There might be shootings. There might be. And I don't think the people doing that are really passionate one way or another about abortion. They just want to take advantage of being able to loot a store. So sadly, stores are worried because they're going to be in the crossfire of this, and they're not even involved. President Joe Biden, again, said this is a sad day for the court of the country. He said, today the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans, but they did it. He said, now with Roe gone, let's be very clear, the health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. Now, again, I'm a little confused because I might be reading it wrong, but in California, in Nevada, in any of these states where the people are choosing to regulate abortion and honor it and pay for it, they still can't. The Supreme Court says we are returning that authority to the people and their elected representatives. I don't see where it says that they are banning. I don't see in the 213 pages, and I could be wrong, where the justices say, look, the fetus is a living human being and we need to protect it. I don't see that. I could be wrong. I could have missed it. All they're saying is, look, it's on the states. So, Joe Biden should understand what, you know, and he should read the ruling before he makes that comment. He didn't, the Supreme Court took nothing away in terms of what a state and what a person and their doctor were going to decide. They just took themselves out of it. And they said the feds shouldn't be involved, which some pro-choicers actually agree with. They don't want the government, every time there's a new president, changing their mind. The feds want to be out of it. And I think a lot of people want the feds out of it. But Roe v. Wade was actually asking the feds to be involved. Because Jane Roe, was it Norma? Hold on a second, let me find her name. I apologize. You guys know it. She came out and then she identified her daughter. Let me see if I just want to get the name right, and I apologize. I want to pronounce that right. Oh, come on, and of course I can't find it. Norma McCorvey. Okay, Norma McCorvey. She has a 51, maybe 52-year-old daughter that has been revealed. The daughter is Sherry Lynn Thornton. And Jane Roe, or Norma McCorvey, she had a very tumultuous time after, because she changed her mind and she had regrets and all that, and you know, so we're going to hear a lot, and we're going to probably see, as I said, you know, a lot of television sets stolen now in the next few days or coming weeks. And mind you, I want us, if people want to air their concerns and air their grievances, I think peaceful assembly is fantastic. I think airing your grievances is, but please don't take it out on small business owners. Please don't. And again, if you want abortion in your state, you don't vote for it. That's exactly what the Supreme Court justices told people to do. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, quote, pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge has, I believe, threatened and vowed a night of rage in D.C. upon reversal of Roe v. Wade. And didn't Jane Roe, again, you know, have second thoughts and then actually fight for pro-life rights years after Roe v. Wade? So I'm not sure why they call themselves Jane's Revenge, but apparently they've been in the making for a while. And a Homeland Security analyst on Mail Online have warned that they might be difficult to track because it is a, quote, loose-knit assembly of anarchists taking action like Antifa. They say it's loosely knit, so it's not a very organized, and it has a bunch of little anarchist cells. They call it a, quote, shadowy group. And it relies on inciting people to vandalize and torch pro-life clinics and facilities through calls to arms on its website. That's according to Kyle Shielder, Director and Senior Analyst for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism at the Center of Security Policy. Jane's Revenge, they said, has already firebombed crisis pregnancy centers in the wake of the Supreme Court draft opinion leak last month. And they, I'm looking right now, I see some vandalism. They say Jane was here. And another piece of vandalism says, if abortions aren't safe, neither are you. So pregnancy crisis centers and religious organizations are getting attacked. Wisconsin, Washington, Oregon, Texas, North Carolina, New York, Florida, and Massachusetts. According to Mr. Shielder, my suspicion in we are probably dealing with a number of anarchist cells rather than a strictly speaking hierarchical group. He says, I doubt there is a boss at Jane's Revenge. I don't expect that they have managers or leadership or logistics or anything like that, or a nonprofit and things like that. Rather than post on May 30th that was a call for action, he said, rather that post on May 30 was a call for action, such that anybody who took action of the kind that they called for would be considered quote-unquote members. And Kyle Shettler is Director and Senior Analyst of Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. He added, in this sense, it is more of a fourth-generation style terrorist-type group that we see with groups like Antifa, where membership is determined by your actions on behalf of the group, not by any sort of formal process. So Jane's Revenge posted on May 30th, on the night the final ruling is issued, a specific date we can't yet predict, but we know is arriving imminently, we are asking for courageous hearts to come out after dark. Whoever you are and wherever you are, we are asking you to do what you can to make your anger known. We have selected a time of 8 p.m. for actions nationwide to begin, but know that this is a general guideline. There may be other considerations involved in planning time and place. The latest attack appears to have been on the Lennon Pregnancy Center in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, on June 19th. Three glass doors and 11 windows were smashed. And then the words were, if abortion isn't safe, neither are you. So one of the first attacks was against Wisconsin Family Action in Madison, which was firebombed with Molotov cocktails in early May. Jane's Revenge claimed responsibility with the words, this was only a warning. We demand the disbanding of all anti-choice establishments, fake clinic, and violent anti-choice groups within the next 30 days. We are not one group, but many. We are in your city. We are in every city. So I agree. It sounds like this is something where for those people who are frustrated and, you know, who want to, you know, join in some mayhem tonight, they could say they have an excuse. They feel they have a justification. They say, look, I am helping out this Jane's Revenge, which I think is not helping the cause, because if those who are wanting to be there for a pregnant woman, that you would think that they do not want to hurt facilities that are helping pregnant women. But, you know, and I know people think that there's proselytization and there's brainwashing at either pro-life clinics or pro-choice clinics or things like that. But, you know, or even in medicine, our job is to give everybody the options. If somebody's like, what? I'm pregnant? No. We don't go, do you want to abort? That's not what you do in medicine. In medicine, we go, and one of you had asked, how does the conversation go? And I can't speak for all doctors, but if, let's say, somebody comes in and they're very tired, or they have pelvic pain, or they're not feeling well, and I ask them when the last period was, and they go, I think it was 4 weeks ago, I think I'm good. I'm like, well, I'm going to run one just in case, and I'll also run a urine test to see if you have an infection. We find out they're pregnant. So I walk in there, and I say, look, we have nothing confirmatory yet, but your preliminary urine pregnancy test is saying you're positive. And I show it to them. And most of the time, it's greeted with, whoa, well, but sometimes it's not. And they're like, no, this can't be happening. So then we go, let's try to figure out how far along you are. You know, when do you really, really remember your last period? Is there any event you went to, any dinner you went to, and you remember you had to change a tampon? Or, and then we try to figure out how far along. And I say, so look, you're about 5 weeks, or you're about 6 weeks pregnant, if this is confirmed. Let's confirm it. Let's do a blood test. Let's confirm it. If it's confirmed, let's get you in with your gynecologist, or let's get you in with the gynecologist for you to talk about options. And in the meantime, I'd like to, you know, put you on some vitamins so your body doesn't get taxed by the pregnancy. And in case you do decide to keep the pregnancy, we're doing the best thing we can do for the fetus. At no time does a patient demand that the abortion be done that second. I have never had that in my 20-plus years of experience. I have never had somebody say, I want to abort today. I have had people say, I'm not going to want to keep the baby. And I'm like, then, you know, let me get you in with somebody who can help manage that. This would be on my scope. I'm only the family doctor. And so I send them to OB, OB-GYN. Sometimes they will have a facility. Sometimes they'll perform it. You know, you could refer them to Planned Parenthood or if there's another facility, you know, so you could do the referral. But for me, I always get them set up with an OB-GYN because the majority of them do change their mind. And so I want to make sure that they have their health in mind, all options on the table, and then they and their OB can make a better decision than I can as a family doc. All I can do is diagnose. Plus, the person's having pelvic pain. So if the person's having pelvic pain, I got to make sure it's not an ectopic pregnancy. The decision might be moot. It might not have any. It might not even be up to the patient. If their pregnancy is in a tube and they're having pain, I mean, you know, I am sending them for immediate ultrasound. I'm sending them to the ER or I'm sending them to OB to find out where the pregnancy is, because if it's in a tube, that can hurt the mom, and it has to come out. So, you know, most of the time people coming to me are because something's wrong, and my job is to help fix what's wrong. But the subject does come up, and they're like, oh, I want abortion. So I refer them to their OB-GYN. If they have one, if they don't have one, I refer them to, you know, a team that we use for OB-GYN, and then they could decide what happens next. So, you know, the life of a pregnant mom, you know, somebody finding out they're pregnant, they need a lot of resources. And it's not just about, okay, well, let's get rid of the pregnancy. It's you know, even those who do manage abortions, still, you know, there should be counseling, ultrasound, find out, you know, where options there, you know. So when you have these clinics there for pregnant women, if it's really about the pregnant mom, you know, why would you attack? There's not enough facilities for pregnant women. So, you know, I find it a little counterintuitive to attack it and destroy it. So hopefully things don't get violent. But again, if this isn't an organized or a, you know, a 503C or, you know, a charity or whatever, and this is, hey, guys, you know, we're going to meet tonight and make some mayhem. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are like, oh, yes, because I could be in a mask and I could, you know, have at it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it.
President Joe Biden reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. This as pro-life advocates at the Supreme Court could not contain their emotions once the ruling came down. Protests and counter-protests continuing outside the barricaded Supreme Court building. A pro-abortion group called Jane's Revenge is planning a night of rage in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Germany's foreign minister in Berlin. Blinken defending the sanctions Western countries imposed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine, saying they're not to blame for a shortage of grain and food across the world.
The sanctions that we've imposed on Russia collectively and with many other countries exempt food products, exempt fertilizers, exempt insurers, exempt shippers.
President Biden will attend a G7 summit in Germany next week to further discuss the response regarding Russia's military aggression in Ukraine. Online review company Yelp is shutting down its offices in New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., saying the future of work at Yelp is remote. Yelp's CEO saying all three offices are constantly underutilized and that the vast majority of employees prefer working from home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this long COVID is long. Since COVID, at the end of 2019, and I think we had cases in late fall 2019, there have been people that have had chronic fatigue, chronic cough, brain fog, their memory's not back, their bowels are off, chest tightness, just not right. And a study says nearly one in five Americans who reported having COVID-19 in the past are still having symptoms. And we are in 2022, almost halfway done with 2022. I told you guys 2022 is not going to be without its drama. Man, God, we aren't even halfway through 2022 and look at everything that's been going on, man. They say overall, 1 in 13 adults in the United States have long COVID symptoms lasting for 3 months or more after first contracting the disease, and which they did not have before the infection. The data was collected from June 1 to June 13 by the U.S. Census Bureau, analyzed by the CDC. Long COVID symptoms range from fatigue, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, cognitive difficulties, chronic pain, sensory abnormalities, and muscle weakness. These can be debilitating and last for weeks or months. The CDC analysis also found that younger adults were more likely to have persistent symptoms than older. There was a study saying women, too. Women were more likely to have longer effects than men. According to a study, 9.4% of U.S. adult women reported long COVID symptoms compared to 5.5% of men. The survey found, according to AOL, 9% of Hispanic adults have long COVID, higher than non-Hispanic white and black adults, and more than twice the percentage of non-Hispanic Asian adults. There were also differences based on U.S. states, with Kentucky and Alabama reporting the highest percentage of adults with long COVID symptoms. Hawaii, Maryland, and Virginia reported the lowest. So some of you want to know what the hell is going on with this latest COVID wave. We had Omicron in January. Then we had baby Omicron, February, March, grandbaby Omicron, March, April, and now we have the BA4 and the BA5 Omicron waves, and people got sick. It seems to not be putting that many people into the hospital, but we are seeing it in people who have either had COVID, got vaccinated, got boosted number one, booster number two, and many people still got sick. The symptoms start out as sore throat, really bad headache, muscle aches, fatigue, cough, nasal congestion. Some people are having just gobs of nasal tight mucus and cough. Other people, they're just having a little diarrhea. But the fatigue is crazy. A lot of fatigue. The headache is really bad. And the sore throat, people really don't like the sore throat with this one. So it's a little different from some of the other COVID infections. And what's also, though, similar is it doesn't go away in a few days. For some people, it might go away for a few days, but for other people, it might last about a week or two. And some people, they get a resurgence. 2 weeks later, they start to feel sick again. I think Stephen Colbert had to cancel the show 2 weeks after because he felt sick again. So I don't know if it's because the virus lives that long. I don't know if it's your immune system waking up again. I don't know. Could be, you know, you would think, well, it takes a couple weeks with the antibodies. Maybe that's what's happening. But I can't explain why people are getting a fever again, the headache, to me that means the body's picking up on the virus. So for those of you that are like, well, what do I do? What could I take? You're in a little bit of a bind. Because some cities still don't have COVID medications. Others do. And you could get access to Paxlovid or Molnupiravir. More Paxlovid than Molnupiravir. Paxlovid is the protease inhibitor from Pfizer. Molnupiravir has less efficacy, and it's a nucleoside analog where it interjects into the DNA such that the progeny become, ineffective. So the Paxlovid seems to be a more popular one, and we seem to have more of it. But you could only get it usually in person. You can't get it on telemedicine. On telemedicine, we can't write it because there's a lot of contraindications. There's a bunch of medications if you're on, you can't take it. So if you're on a statin for cholesterol, you can't take it. If you take Viagra, you can't take it. If you're on Xanax, you can't take it. So for telemedicine, it's safer for them to say, look, just get it in person. The other thing, too, also is there's a renal dosing. For people that have liver disease or kidney disease, there's different dosings you might qualify for, or you might not qualify at all. So to get Paxlovid, you got to get it in person. And if you don't have a health department that's dispensing it, you got to go to a doctor, you got to go to a medical provider, you got to go to an urgent care. Now, some people are asking me, does it even work? I think it does. I think I'm seeing people get over their symptoms better and faster, so I think it does work. But the reason why I'm recommending that people get the medication is you could only get it within the first 5 days of you having symptoms. And the big problem I see with people online is they're like, you know what, Dahlia, this isn't that bad. So just send me something for the cough, send me something for the sore throat. I'm on day 3 or 4, it's not that bad. So I don't think I'm going to, spend the money to go to urgent care or talk to a doctor. I'm just going to do my thing. And I'm like, well, you might want to get it just in case. I'm like, no, I'm good. The problem is then they'll call or I'll get somebody who was diagnosed over the phone and wasn't told to get the medication, and they're like, I'm on day 10. What do I do? Well, you might not be able to get the Paxlovid now. So the reason why I'm spending this time with you guys is this might not be over in 5 days. And if you are going to get a more exaggerated COVID infection and you're going to be dealing with a cough for weeks, you might want to get on the therapeutic when you can. And I don't want people hoarding it or anything like that. In some cities, if there's not enough, only those high risk get it. But in those cities where we're like, we've got a bunch sitting on the shelves, if you are diagnosed within the first 5 days and you are at higher risk, you're unvaccinated, you have high blood pressure, diabetes, COPD, you might want to get it. I just don't have the data on if people, you know, resolved completely. We have been hearing reports that even with Paxlovid, you could get sick 2 weeks later. So that's kind of what the normal virus does. So it starts to make you wonder, did the Paxlovid even work? But from what I'm seeing, I am sensing that it does help you feel a little better. Right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And it might also, you know, reduce risk of hospitalization and death according to their trials. Anita Alvarez is that U.S. artistic swimmer that fainted twice. I don't know if you guys saw the video, but she was at the World Champions, and she was doing a solo performance, and I guess her coach had to save her in the past, Andrea Fuentes. So when she saw her go down, she scooped her off the bottom of the pool. Fuentes and a lifeguard dragged the 25-year-old swimmer out of the pool. She received emergency aid. But she had fainted during a competition in Barcelona last year. She didn't breathe for 2 minutes. So you start to wonder if it's an abnormal heart rhythm or what's going on. So now Anita Alvarez is banned from taking part in the final. And I feel bad for her, but the liability is just so high. I mean, she almost died twice. She fainted during her individual routine in Budapest on Wednesday afternoon. She was dramatically rescued by her coach, and she had wanted to take part of the final. In fact, I think the doctors cleared her again. But, you know, when you have somebody that almost dies, she wanted to continue to represent her country after tests. And I guess it's a synchronized swimming, and you see her coach jump in there, and you see her completely out of it. And she just went to the bottom. So I'm wondering if she has an abnormal heart rhythm or sick sinus syndrome or something like that. They say some of the lifeguards didn't jump in as quickly as they should have, that there might have been some protocol that might have, which is, again, you know, everybody's trying to cover their butts, and sadly people's lives are at stake. 1-877-DOCDALI.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. It appears the House has voted, has passed a gun control package. They are sending it to Joe Biden's desk, and this follows a vote after the Senate. So the House of Representatives passed this bipartisan gun control package today in a vote of 234 to 193. They did get 14 Republicans to green light it and vote with them. The Senate had passed a bipartisan bill, 65 to 33. The bill was spearheaded by Senators Chris Murphy and John Corwin, so a Democrat and Republican. And this comes after the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, which left 19 children and two teachers dead. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill was the first major gun safety legislation to be passed since the Brady Bill in 1994. He says, tonight the United States Senate is doing something many believed was impossible. Even a few weeks ago, we were passing the first significant gun safety bill in nearly 30 years. The gun safety bill we are passing tonight can be described with three adjectives: bipartisan, common sense, and life-saving. So according to Fox News, the bill would provide funding for states to create programs that could keep weapons away from people who are a danger to themselves or others, called red flag laws. It would enhance background checks for gun buyers under 21, add penalties for some gun criminals, and provide funding for a variety of health and mental health related programs. It also addresses the boyfriend loophole, which is a gap in federal law that means spousal domestic abusers can have gun rights taken away, but not unmarried ones. President Biden said that we believe he's going to pass it, but I don't think I have a statement from him on that yet. All 48 Democrats and two independents voted for the bill, along with 15 Republicans in the Senate. The enhanced funding for school security, mental health treatment, you know, those are nice. But Marsha Blackburn was concerned. She voted against it because Americans' constitutional right to keep and bear arms is not negotiable. So I don't have all the details. I don't know what's in it. And if there is issues that could affect the Second Amendment rights, then it's probably going to then go back to the Supreme Court. But right now, it's passed both the Senate and the House and is going to Joe Biden's desk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yelp is closing three of its U.S. offices because its employees don't want to go back to work. They want to work from home. In a blog post Thursday, Yelp co-founder and CEO Jeremy Stoppelman said the company is going to close its offices in Chicago, New York, and D.C. on July 29th. That's going to save them some good money. They also are going to downsize the office in Phoenix. It's an online review and reservation company. They said combined, these three offices were closing, saw a weekly average utilization of less than 2% of the available workspaces. I don't blame the company. It's a San Francisco-based company, Yelp. They announced a remote-first work model in February 2021. He says Yelp has proven it can be successful with a remote workforce, noting the company achieved record revenue of just over $1 billion in 2021. Yelp continues to experience the benefits of a remote workplace, and it's the clear path forward for us. So we spoke about this, where companies, why should they spend the money on the square footage? Why should they spend the money on furniture, on coffee, on supplies that get stolen, on air conditioning, heat costs, water? If they find that their staff is still, you know, productive, they could save major bucks. And it could really hurt the commercial industry, commercial real estate industry, because, again, people working from home, this is something we predicted years ago, would then put an end, or people shopping online. I mean, I love Best Buy stores. They're big and huge and beautiful, but they've got to be expensive to hold up. And if people aren't walking into the store to buy, but they're buying online, doesn't make a lot of sense to have a big, huge store showroom area. Especially since a lot of people go to Best Buy to be able to touch the product, and then they go online to find it cheaper elsewhere. So, to each his own. If a company is finding that their staff is working and they have a way to measure productivity and they don't care if people are sleeping in, they're on the phone, they're playing solitaire, hanging out, you know, with the kids and the pets, they feel like they're getting the productivity, I think it's a great idea to have remote work. As a mom, I love being home. I love being able to see the kids. I love being able to see the pets, you know, be there for a delivery. I've never been home. Usually my days where I left at 6, wouldn't come back till 6, 7, 8 at night, sometimes later. You know, when my son was an infant, I had to work at an urgent care, and my shift started at 11, but it was a 45-minute drive to get there. So I would leave the house at 10:15 in the morning, and I wouldn't come home until 1, 2 in the morning. So I only saw my baby for a couple hours in the morning. That's not the way to live, you know. But then again, I mean, as a doctor, it's hard to do online. I do telemedicine now, but you know, you got to sew people up. You got to be there. So, you know, knowing that there could be young moms, young dads that are able to be there with their loved ones is fantastic. I'm amazed that Yelp and these companies are getting the productivity, because everybody I know who works from home sleeps in and, you know, is getting some sun and running to Walmart and things like that. But if they feel like they're getting the productivity, I think it's great. Elon Musk, however, he said no, remote work is no longer acceptable. And he said, if you don't want to work in the office, then you're not working for us. So it really depends on if these companies are getting the output they need. You know, if I was a business owner, I could just see the benefits of people working from home, because I don't have to worry about sexual harassment. I don't have to worry about somebody feeling, I mean, I guess you could self-harass over an email, but then that's a lot easier to prove and manage. But if somebody goes, oh, he touched my butt, and the guy's like, no, it didn't, there's no cameras. I mean, you as an employer, you got to do something. And you're like, how do we deal with, you know, so you're like, go to HR. People are stealing whiteout. They're stealing pens. They steal things. You don't have to have anybody steal things. They're working from home. Some of these people who work from home, if they just have to be on a computer, you don't have to buy them supplies anymore. You could save a lot of money. Don't have to spend money on real estate, air conditioning. Somebody cannot, your workers' comp complaints go down. Somebody didn't fall in the break room. You don't have to pay for that. So it could be huge for companies. The only thing is again, it depends if they're actually making the productivity. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have flu cases still. We don't usually see flu in June, but we do have some flu cases. And the flu we're seeing is so far removed from what the vaccine is supposed to cover that I don't know if the flu shot you got in the fall is enough. So a federal advisory panel said that if you're over 65, you need to get newer flu vaccines. He said the regular shots not provide enough protection for seniors whose weakened immune system doesn't respond. So you might need the Fluzone High Dose, the Fluad, or the immune booster with an immune booster or flu block. The newer shots I don't think are available yet, though. I don't think we're going to get the new flu vaccine till August. But they're recommending that seniors should get regular flu shots. Sometimes you might even need two. So I get that the CDC is saying you need to get newer flu shots. I just don't think we have the new flu shot out. CDC officials believe that last winter the shot was only 35% effective in preventing flu symptoms. Influenza viruses were detected beyond what the normal season was. Maybe it's because when COVID went down, flu took advantage. But the agency is now saying if you're over 6 months and older, which they've said now, you need to get an annual flu vaccine. Just keep in mind, we decide the February before. So it might not be an exact match. It never is. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.